And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
We last left Mark at Agent Henriette Mantell's penthouse apartment above Washington, D.C. Bill Clinton and Barbara Boxer had told him about their efforts to take down the shadow government. We join Mark now after a night alone with Henriette.
When I woke up the next morning, the bed was as empty as a Sunni ballot box. Agent Mantell was gone. She left a message written in lipstick on the mirror. All it said was,
"Mark, go to Bush's Crawford, Texas ranch. If you knock on the front door of the blacksmith shop, you'll find a piece of the puzzle. Bush has been relying on it since the day," continued on bathroom mirror. He took office. "I left you a plane ticket and traveling money on the dresser. I'll be in contact, but don't look for me. Your safety depends on it."
Money on the dresser? I felt used, dirty, taken advantage of, like a cheap whore who... Wow, that was a lot of money. I guess I was headed for Crawford. Crawford Ranch. So this is where the president spends 90% of his time. Guys like me don't fit in places like this, on some dusty street with nothing around. I felt more out of place than Laura Bush on an anti-gang task force. I knocked on the door of the blacksmith shop, like Henriette told me, and it happened. The entire front of one of the Western-style buildings fell down, revealing nothing. It was all a facade, a Western movie set, and standing behind it was Jeff Gannon himself, dressed in a Marine outfit with the crotch cut out.
"What are you doing here, Marin?"
"Gannon, or should I say, Guckert. I'm not surprised to see you hiding behind a facade. That's what you do best. How do you know my name? I don't hire male escorts."
"I know your name because that's a reporter's job."
"Like I said, how do you know my name?"
"We're gonna teach you not to stick your nose where it doesn't belong."
"Who's we?"
"Let me introduce you to some friends of mine."
Out from behind another false front stepped an Indian chief, a policeman, and a cowboy. They lined up right in front of me. I hadn't seen anything that ridiculous since I read Bush's plans for Social Security. Let me guess. It takes a village, people.
"You're fast with wisecracks, peepers. Let's see how fast you learn your lesson. Hit it, Tex."
The cowboy started firing.
"Dance, you nosy liberal private dick. All right, now jazz dance. Now we want to see you do that turn again, but at the end, just go right into step, shuffle, ball, chain, instead of pausing for a beat."
"You mean like this?"
"Yeah, that's it. Actually, let's see you try a leap there instead of a simple step."
"Come on, Gannon. Spill it. Why is there a fake ranch here? If the president doesn't spend 90% of his time here, where has he been?"
"You're a smart guy. You would have figured it out eventually. Too bad you won't live long enough. Now, do a handspring into a split."
"That I can do!
Yeah!
Hop on, partner!
Howard Dean!
The resistance has got your back, Mark!"
"Your days are numbered, Marin! And I haven't seen anyone with that little rhythm since Colin Powell!"
"Did he say Colin Powell? Hey, what's that stencil on the side of that fake house?"
"Inauguration Studios, Hollywood, USA!"
"I've heard that name before."
"You're going to Hollywood, Mark. It's becoming part of the shadow government's conservative media conspiracy."
"But what can I do about it?"
"You've got to help out some friends of the resistance out there. Important people. Liberal show business people. Also, your agent is sending you out on an audition. It's a sitcom where you go to college with a monkey."
"Really? A monkey? That might be good."
Where has Bush been instead of Crawford Ranch? What will Mark find in Hollywood? And did he remember to bring headshots and a resume? And did Jeff Gannon really have to have the crotch cut out of his uniform? Was that strictly necessary? Find out next time when we hear Jeff Gannon say,
"Is there a draft in my pants, or am I just happy to see myself? You get it? Because I've got a big hole in my... May you dance, Tex!"
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And stay tuned later for Morning Sedition Radio Theater's remake of the Orson Welles classic radio stunt, The Alien Invasion from The War of the Worlds.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an urgent announcement. Stay in your homes. Keep your doors closed. Do not look out your window. Stay off the highways and all public transportation. Keep your children close by. If you're driving in an automobile right now, pull over and park. Ladies and gentlemen...
Riley, what are you doing? Are you trying to trick people into thinking there's an alien invasion?
No! I want to be home in 15 minutes to watch the Jerry Springer Show, and I don't want to hit traffic. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an urgent announcement. Stay in your homes.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.